Mr. Vice President, Senators, members of Congress, and distinguished guests, it's a special honor to be here today, and I'm very grateful to President Faust for the invitation to participate in this extraordinary occasion. Now, I'm speaking not as a judge or a professor, but I'm speaking as a former member of the Kennedy staff. And I'm going to tell you a few of the lessons that the senator taught me. Now, you put yourself back in 1979 and 80. Senator Kennedy was chairman of the Judiciary Committee. I was his chief counsel. And now, from the start, he wanted cooperation among the Democrats and Republicans. And when there were disagreements sometimes, but when they arose, he'd tell us just what to do. Work it out! Work it out! It's always possible. Now, he had Ken Feinberg, who was his former office chief of staff and a member of the Judiciary staff, he would join me for breakfast every single morning with Emory Sneeden, who was Senator Thurman's, the Republicans' chief minority counsel. We'd drink our coffee, and we'd plan the day together with an eye towards minimizing the partisan disagreements and maximizing results. On days when a public meeting of the committee was scheduled, we'd try to make certain that every senator knew what was likely to take place, and our goal, if possible, was to have no heated arguments, no surprises. And those simple breakfast meetings did help bring about the harmony and the results that the senator desired. But suddenly, one day, close to the 1980 election, Senator Thurman decided to stop the breakfast meetings. So that very afternoon, the committee was supposed to meet and vote on the confirmation of several judicial nominations. It began in public, and a little argument began about the nominees. And it became more heated, and their qualifications became a matter of dispute, and voices were raised, and they went higher and higher. And before you know it, senators began to shake their fists. In the midst of that chaos, Senator Kennedy turned to me, shook his head, and he said, "Well, what did they teach you about how to deal with this at Harvard?" Well, he didn't wait for my reply. He divided the nominees into different groups. He assigned a senator to each. He adjourned the meeting, and then he went to see Senator Thurman and persuaded him to lift the ban on bipartisan staff meetings. The committee returned to getting its work done, and everything did work out, we hope. I learned a great deal from Senator Kennedy about how to be effective working with others. He did want results, and he'd tell us, for example, that if you want a particular result, don't worry too much about getting credit. Now, he would say, be generous with the credit. Tell others what good ideas they have. If you're successful, he'd say, there'll be plenty of credit to go around. And if you're not successful, who wants the credit for that? And that's a pretty good lesson for life. But seriously, I think the most important word was a single word that I heard him say at a staff reunion, which I think reflects how he acts. Several hundred current and former staff members and families were gathered under a tent in Hyannis, and the senator recited some family history. He told us that his father had told him that what you should do in life is to gather able men and women of different backgrounds and talents around you, and then get them to, and then this is the word, I think, simple word, help. Help each other. Help the senator you work for. Above all, help those who need your help the most. Now that's what I think it is. Senator Kennedy's life has been about achieving goals that do that very thing. And he's devoted 46 incredible years in the Senate to doing it. Well, think of a few things. Think of the neighborhood health centers. In his first term as a senator, he noticed how well a neighborhood health center started right here in Boston was serving people in poverty. In 1966, he passed a bill that made that center a model. And today, based on that model, we have amazing health center networks in all 50 states. Think of health insurance. Insurance that travels along, with workers when they change their jobs. Think of special health insurance for children, of parity in insurance between physical and mental illnesses, of schools that eventually will no leave no child behind, of a nation that cares about citizens with disabilities. Now there I've just mentioned six of Senator Kennedy's successful legislative efforts. I could mention 60 or even 600, and that wouldn't count them all. Think of what he's done to help assure the American man and woman of a decent job at a decent pay, to make America's promise of fair and equal treatment a reality for minorities, for women. Then think of his work for immigrants, for refugees throughout the world. Consider his efforts to stop the spread of nuclear weapons, to prevent unnecessary wars. Indeed, if you are a student here today, and you're 18, or 19, or 20 years old, and if you voted in last month's presidential election, you were able to do that because in 1970, Senator Kennedy lowered the voting age from 21 to 18. Now, in doing all of this, he's endlessly reached across the aisle, becoming a symbol of what Americans can do when they work together cooperatively in public life. That is the essence of the accomplishment that Harvard honors today with this degree and with this special convocation. I'm proud that this university I love is bestowing this honorary degree on an eminently deserving son of Harvard whom I admire immensely and who will forever rank among the nation's greatest senators. I'm sure that this degree means the world to him. I came of age in the early years of the new frontier, and I know how proud his brothers, Jack Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy, how proud his family would be, is, as Harvard honors their younger brother. 46 years ago, the senator took up the Kennedy call to public service, and ever since, he has dedicated his own life to helping his country make impossible dreams become a reality for countless Americans and for millions around the world. I'm proud to be here now, as Harvard says, "Well done, Senator, and thank you for caring so much about so many for so long. Our Commonwealth, our country, and our world are stronger, fairer, and better places because of all you have achieved." Thank you, Senator, so very much.